Just a tough loss for us. Chris Cook ended up, I think, breaking his wrist, so we'll learn more about his situation as we go on. We definitely did not play good football in any phase, and credit to what Tampa did, and we didn't do a good job. I didn't do a good job of getting our guys prepared for a game like this, and we did not play well. It's extremely obvious, and got to learn from it and learn from it. Yeah, we didn't do very many things at all right, Joe, when it came to stopping the run, whether we were in our 8-man fronts or 7-man fronts. We were not gap sound. We didn't tackle well. We just played some very uncharacteristic football.
So you knew these guys were coming in 2-4 and they needed to win this game too. Did you guys do a good enough job matching them emotionally out of the gate?
Like I said, Tom, I don't think I did a good job of getting our guys prepared for this type of game, and it showed in the way we played. And we got to go back and get some things corrected.
They brought a lot of pressure throughout the entire game. What was your assessment of blitz pickup?
At times we were okay. Other times we weren't. I mean, we were inconsistent in so many ways, throughout the night. So, got to do better.
Shock you, or did you get a sense looking at the film that you had some matchup problems?
I didn't think we had matchup problems. And I talked to our players early in the week about the possibilities for this game and why we needed to play well and how we needed to play. We didn't play up to our standards. I don't think it was a matchup issue. We can play better than we played. Credit to Tampa, they did a great job, but we can play better.
Coach, is there anything specific that you feel you learned it was like a weakness of your team tonight?
No particular weakness. I mean, there are going to be some games where you don't play well. This is definitely one of them for us. We got to learn from it, and we got to improve.
What's your level of concern with the passing game as a whole and Ponder's performance as well?
Our passing game has to improve. I mean, it's hard to just continue to try to pound it. And there are going to be games where you got to throw it. And, we did a good job of running the ball on occasion. But there are times you need to complete some balls down the field. And we tried on a number of different occasions, and we didn't connect. And we need to connect at times.
That's two smaller backs in a row have had success against you. Anything specific to that, or was it just bad tackling?
I don't know if there's a pattern there. We'll see as we go on. But from my observation, without looking at the tape, Jim, we did not do a good job early on. Did a little bit better job maybe in the third quarter, I think, of getting where we needed to be and playing faster. Just early on, we were not as sharp as we needed to be.
Christian struggled early on. It's been that way for a few games now with him. Anything that you can put your finger on why this is going on?
He along with the rest of our team has to play better. We're very inconsistent today. The turnovers didn't help us. Christian, along with a lot of our team, we've got to go back and look at what we're doing and try to get better. This was not winning football under any circumstance in the NFL. So he, like everybody else, we got to work to get better.
Is there anything off between him and the receivers, or what do you think?
We had some opportunities that we didn't connect on. Not sure if whether or not it was the timing or how did we run our routes, how well was the protection, how well were the throws. When I go back and look at the tape, we'll try to take a look at it and try to get better. We got some time between now and our next game where we got to utilize this time to figure out what we're doing and how we're doing it and get better at what we're doing.
When you scored that touchdown, did you feel your defense was poised to finally be able to come up with a stop? Instead, it was like
Yeah, I can't remember the exact sequence following his touchdown, but I know that was a sequence where they converted like five third downs in a row. Maybe that was the one, I'm not sure. But that was a moment where we could have gotten back, at least given our offense another chance to try to get us back. I think at the time we were down two scores, and we couldn't come up with a play. We didn't make a play to get off the field.
pretty first in pass defense. They had a sack in two or three games. Did you see things on tape to make you think that they might be better than those numbers suggested?
Well, you know, it is the NFL. You just know you can't get caught up in numbers totally. You know, you take a look at the tape, and we felt like they were a better team than their record. We talked about that, and, you know, just to try to make sure our guys understood, you know, in this league, you can't get caught up in numbers. The tape said that they were a better team than their record and some of their statistics. Chris broke his wrist, and, you know, we'll see where things are from there.
You're expecting it's going to be a significant amount of time, though, for the broken wrist?
I would imagine with a broken wrist. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you can cast it. I don't know enough yet.
It's been two games in a row now that the ball seems as if it's not coming off Cluey's foot very cleanly, and it's resulting in short fields. Is he trying something different tactically, or is it just coming off his foot bad?
You know, I'm not sure exactly why he's not more consistent punting the football, but we got to improve there as well. I mean, field position in a game like this tonight was a big deal. And we didn't always have good field position. We end up giving them short fields. And, I mean, those are ingredients for, you know, not having success when that happens. And we got to do better.
Do you use this 10-day stretch almost as a mini bye week and do a lot of self-scouting, rather, especially these next few days, rather than concentrating on the next opponent?
Oh, without question. You know, we'll go back and look at where we are now and try to see what we got to do to improve and what other people are looking at when they're taking a look at our team. We got to use this time and try to get better before we line up the travel next week.
Coach, fans started booing after the second offensive possession. Is there any frustration expressed by the fans that's mirrored inside your guys' locker room?
Our fans, I thought they were great tonight. I mean, that was a sequence, that Brian asked about a moment ago, that third down, and when Jared got the sack, I mean, the energy was there. We just didn't do enough things to keep the energy in the building. It's more about us than our fans were good.
One spot where it looked like Percy was saying something very demonstratively to Musgrave. Is there a frustration that's growing among some of your playmakers on offense with how things have gone?
Well, when you don't play well, and we obviously didn't play well, everybody's frustrated. Our whole team should be frustrated. Everybody. I'm frustrated. It just wasn't good football by us. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.